You know, it's sad when nobody in this planet knows you unless there are some few people online, you know, so you just have to go online and start talking. Because you're speaking at a level that the average person can't even hear you. They don't want you. And you would think that they would want to hear you. Everything is from the logos. And if the logos is not in your mind, then you're living in a delusion. If you don't see everything in front of you as unfolding or unfurling from the logos, then you're in delusion land. Everything is held together by the logos, from Him, through Him, and to Him. And so if you're making decisions without the logos, guess what? You're going to have trouble, with a capital T. And so there's this guy telling stories. At lunch I started listening to one of his messages, and it's like, praise God, somebody who can see deep, you know? Because you can break down all stories and all life, and everything is a story down here. His story. So if it's all his story, then it's your, everything is a story. I was asking God to give me something new to do, something in addition to, maybe not new, but in addition. And so I ran across this channel, and the guy's really talking deep. I posted the link. I'm not sure his doctrine is right. He might be a Gnostic. He's probably a Gnostic, but you can take these deep thinkers and apply it to the Bible, the born-again perspective, and you can push yourself higher. Just listen to these guys. Even if he is a Gnosticism and stuff like that, because they talk about the logos and the word and so forth, even if they are just religious but lost, they do think deep. And then what you do is you take those deep thoughts and you apply it to scripture. And so iron sharpens iron. And so these people looking, even he, who knows, this guy might be saved. I don't know yet. I haven't listened to enough of his videos. But if somebody's looking deep into the word, the logos, words unfold from the logos. If somebody's looking deep into the word, you're going to grow. You're going to grow. And so I was sitting there listening to him, and the first thing that came to my mind is, if a person's disconnected from the logos, they don't have anything. They're not even real people. They don't even exist. The Logos word is the operating system down here. L-O-G-O-S. Lo and behold, G, the operating system. G is 7. Golgotha, it is finished. Lo and behold, L-O. G, the operating system. The Logos. Jesus is the operating system of this reality, of this creation. And if you're disconnected from the operating system, what are you doing? You're out there running around like a chicken with your head cut off. Because if you're not connected to the Logos, the Word, to Jesus, Jesus is the Logos. If you're not connected to the Logos, then you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off. And if you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off, what good is it? You live, you go to work, you go home, you go to the beach, you go to the mountains, you go on your little vacation, you set up your dream and you do all this, but you're disconnected from the Logos. What good was it, though a man gained the whole world but lose his own soul? What good is it? What good is it? Though a man or a woman gain the whole world and lose their own soul, what good is it? You wasted all your whole life. You had your whole life to dig deep and find the Logos and meditate on the Logos, the Word. Jesus is the Word, so everything is a Word, and the Logos is right in front of you all the time. Because every shape, symbol, image, color, sound, phonics, everything is the logos. It's a word. Everything is a word. Your body language is a word. Your micro expressions are words. This is why a person who lies can't escape being caught. Because think about it. You're sitting there listening to them. You're sober-minded. You're not drinking. You're not drunk. You're not on some kind of drug. You're sitting there talking to them. And they're going to slip up. They're going to slip up and they're going to contradict themselves. Because the truth is the truth, and lies contradict and is not the truth. So you'll be able to, if you have the truth, if you've meditated on the truth, then everything out of their mouth is lies. And the sad part is you have to rub shoulders with these insane people. They go their whole life not looking for the truth, the logos, the word, Jesus. And so they go their whole life looking at delusions and illusions and self-worship and worship me and whatever. And don't even have to be a queen bee worship me. There's men out there that worship themselves too, I'm sure. They think they're gods, especially like the computer programmers. They think they're a god, you know. Elon thinks he's a god, probably. Who knows? I think he does. Because he said, if Jesus is saving people, I'm all for that. He didn't deny it, and he didn't accept it. He just said he's all for it. If he's saving people, he's all for it. I don't know what that means. It's not concrete. If he tried to run a business like that, it wouldn't mean nothing. Are you going to deliver the car, the Tesla car? I'm all for it. I'm all for it, but I can't tell you a delivery date. I'm all for it, but I can't give you a delivery date. Elon says, I'm all for it, but he can't give you an exact. He wouldn't run a business like that, would he? No. I'm all for it, but I can't give you a delivery date. I'm all for it, but I'm not going to sign on the dotted line. Because you know, if you run to Jesus, you're going to get persecuted in this place. Because they're going to call you crazy and defame you and lie about you and make stuff up and try to kill you, really. And if they can't kill you, they'll try to get you to do it to yourself.